Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sorry, here's the Brooklyn Nets story. You want to tell, you want me to tell it, then you can just do what you got to do, cry and whine about it. We can move
Why
on.
Am I crying and whining?
Well, so...
Apparently you're crying and whining.
I wish it happened to my
I
team.
I put the video out last night, so I'm sure a lot of people who are not sitting there...
I did not know that you did that. Okay.
A lot of people who are not watching Nets Wizards. I don't expect you to.
Right.
I think anybody who saw this would be intrigued by it. And that was the fact that with about 6 minutes to go in the game...
Yep.
Nets are up by six. There was a turnover. All right? And... the Wizards started arguing. Kyle Kuzma started arguing.
Yeah.
And on the broadcast, Ian and Sarah Kustak said, so, I wonder what they're arguing
the ball,
about.
Just for you to understand exactly what's happening here, the ball, the Wizards have possession directly in front of the Nets bench.
Mm-hmm.
There's a pass made towards Kuzma, and all of a sudden the ball doesn't get to him, does
gets
not
deflected.
Go out of bounds.
Gets deflected.
The ball somehow gets deflected,
right.
Despite the fact there's no player on the court to deflect it,
right.
Doesn't go out of bounds. The Nets gather the loose ball, get possession of it. It wound up being a very close game.
Right.
Came down to...
1 point game.
1 point game.
Yes.
So in theory, if the Wizards have that possession
hold on, you're getting ahead of yourself.
Maybe they win the game.
You're getting ahead of yourself.
Yes.
So there's a turnover. I'm watching this game live.
Yeah.
It looked like Kyle Kuzma just missed the pass by Spencer Dinwiddie.
Yes.
But Kuzma is arguing in a way in which it's not just casual arguing. He's pissed.
And he's pointing.
So... there's a foul a few seconds later on Washington, so it's a dead ball situation. It's a side out for Brooklyn. Yes, goes back to the replay. I'm watching the replay to find out what happened on that play. And it's clear as day that Nets assistant coach and former Washington Wizards player, Dave Vanterpool, extends his arm onto the floor and deflected the basketball.
He did. He tried
clear
to catch
as
it.
Day.
Yeah.
That's why Kyle Kuzma was upset. Now, jumping ahead, Craig is right. It was a very close game. Harden got blocked in the final possession. Now Washington has it. Two cracks. I think Kuzma missed a pretty good look from three. Spencer Dinwiddie at the buzzer. Both come up empty. Nets win by one. Very, very close game. But yes, there was a moment in the final 6 minutes in which the Brooklyn Nets were given a possession they should not have had.
Not only that.
Because an assistant coach deflected a ball in play.
But I want to be clear about it. He's standing up, obviously, and it's not that the ball happens to hit him. If you can imagine this in slow motion, he's standing right on the sideline as the ball is going towards Kuzma. He literally reaches out his entire arm like he's trying to catch it himself.
He did not do it on purpose. Let's address that because you're making
what, did he black out?
No. He was signaling defense to one of his players,
sorry.
Like go that way.
This
in
is
fact,
why I brought it up.
Here's what
you
what
can't
happening.
Accept: the Kuzma, fact that he purposely deflected the ball.
Why would he do that?
That's a great question.
Why would he do
you
that?
You tell me.
And here's the other thing: just a
background. Maybe instinct. He used to play. He was a college player.
Right.
Played in Europe, so he's a player. Right? I don't know why he did it, but he reached out like he's going to catch the ball.
And so you have background.
Yeah.
In Washington, D.C., this is a fact. I'm not making this up.
Yeah.
They have the shortest distance between the benches and the...
I don't care about that.
No, you extend your arm. It's on the floor.
Dude.
That doesn't happen at Barclays Center.
He reached out and tried to catch the ball.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he clearly
Anybody
did.
Anybody who wants to look at the video, it's on my Twitter account.
Okay.
He clearly extends his arm just because he's a coach.
Okay.
Not
okay.
Because he's trying to deflect the ball away.
All of a sudden, Vanterpool is the coach sending out defensive assignments
Craig.
On the sideline.
Craig.
Yeah.
Why, with 6 minutes
Put
to go...
Put your hands in your pockets.
Why, with 6 minutes to go in a game in January against the Wizards, is this the moment where a longtime assistant, Dave Vanterpool, decides, I'm going to get involved?
Yeah. Now, has the NBA come out and acknowledge it yet? Did they put out the two-minute report yet or not?
Here's what happened. There's two things, and there's actually an update to this that's fresh off the wire.
And let me just stop you 1 sec.
Yes.
So, obviously, the Wizards have possession, but if the refs see it, and God knows how they didn't see it, although one excuse that the Wizards were claiming was that Nash was standing up in the eyesight of that ref.
It's very
viable.
So
maybe the ref didn't see it. I'll
buy that.
Just didn't
see it. Yeah, yeah.
It's a technical foul. So it's a free throw and possession, which is why in a one-point game, it's so important. Go ahead.
No, no, absolutely. Yeah. And there's no mechanism to fix it. So they were asked after the game from pool reporters, hey, talk about the play. And the official said, didn't see it at the time. Clearly, we saw it after the fact, but there was no mechanism to fix it because, remember, the game was ongoing. Like, the Nets forced a turnover.
There was another play.
And the Nets are running a play. Like, it's not a dead ball situation where you can call a timeout and challenge it. So that's update number one. That was from last night. Here's
now,
update number two.
Before you give me update number two, did you hear what Kuzma had to say?
Kuzma was pissed.
Here's
he said it's bleeping BS.
Here's Kuzma after the game. Go.
I mean, that was also horseshit, too. I mean, coaches should not be able to stand up. I mean, I get it if it's under 2 minutes. I mean, everybody in the league stands up, but I feel like it was like 3:50 on the clock. You're standing up. You got Steve Nash blocking the refs of you. Can't see shit. I mean, I don't know what else to say, but, it's very unfortunate, but you just got to live with it. You know, we had an opportunity at the end. I missed a shot. Live and die with it. You know, it happens.
There you go.
I was going to say, you missed the shot, big shot, Kyle. I mean, that was 6 minutes earlier.
Yeah,
you made the shot.
Yeah, you say, look, I missed the shot too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But if this happened the other way around, you'd be livid. Now, what's today's update?
The NBA has opened up an investigation. The NBA is investigating a live ball interference between the Nets, Coach Dave Vanterpool, and a pass by Spencer Dinwiddie. The expectation is that the league will come to a decision in the next 24 to 48 hours, and Vanterpool or the Nets can face discipline in the form of a fine or a suspension. Now,
he'll be fined.
Context. This is cheating. I want to bring this up. Are you familiar with the Jason Kidd spill my soda timeout?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so for those that don't know, Nets did not have a timeout. Kidd was the coach. Brilliant, actually. Nets had no timeouts, but he wanted to talk to his players. So he gets one of his players, and you can see him mouthing it, run into me. He's holding a soda or a coffee, whatever he's drinking. Run into me. Player runs into him. He drops his soda all over the floor, which causes a delay.
I got to clean it up.
Which is essentially a timeout.
Yes.
The league investigated, realized it was all done on purpose, and Jason Kidd was fined $50,000.
It was like the Bobby V mustache game.
Yes. I think brilliant. And by the way, what's forgotten about, I get why nobody cares, Nets Laker game. On the next possession, Paul Pierce had a wide open three right out of that fake timeout for the win that rimmed out.
Okay.
So it almost worked,
right?
But it didn't. They fined them $50,000. Wouldn't you agree that's worse? Because it was done on purpose.
I respect that one more, though.
But that was done on purpose.
Because it was so clever.
It was very clever.
Yeah.
But it was done. Dave Vanterpool is not purposely. Come on.
He's going to get fined for it.
I get it.
I don't know how much. Well, it won't be $50,000.
Two things should happen. A, he should get fined, and B, the Wizards need to fix this. The benches are way too close to the floor.
That's right, but it's never happened in a game there before.
We watched the video. The guys are on top of the floor. I'm surprised this stuff doesn't happen more.
Well, that's the point. It doesn't. It only happens with your team.
Only my team.
Well, you guys were desperate to get a win in the post-Durant injury
era. We were up
by
six with
five. You haven't gotten a win since.
Well, we
did. This is your first W without Durant. It was very important to win, so a little shenanigans.
Come on.
Shenanigans. I feel bad for Vanderpool because, for all accounts, he's a really good dude. And he's like a lifetime assistant kind of thing.
Right.
So I mean, he's in harm's way, media wise.
Yeah.
When all jokes aside, I don't think he meant anything nefarious. But I honestly thought, Evan, because he played and he is so close to the court that. Like, just instinct took over. The ball's coming in his direction. He reached out to catch it.
And here's the funny thing.
And he just wasn't thinking. I don't know.
I know it's a meaningless game in the whole grand scheme of things, but Dave Vanterpool played 1 year in the NBA, okay? He played for the Washington Wizards, and he grew up in Montgomery County, Maryland. He's a local kid who played for the Wizards.
Now, I'll tell you what. I don't think this is going to happen. I want to be clear about that. I don't. But could you imagine if the Nets... avoid the play-in tournament by one game this year?
Oh, come on.
Could you imagine that?
Well, first of all, if that happens, I'm going to be pissed for many different other reasons. But second of all,
you're going to thank Vanderpool for doing
it. Listen, there was still 6 minutes more to go in this game. Like, yeah, there's a lot of things that happen in an NBA game in the first 5 minutes, in the next 10 minutes, early third quarter, late fourth quarter, early fourth quarter, that can affect an outcome. We all understand that. Remember the Nets-Knicks game that you all bitched about when James Johnson got fouled at the end? Evan Fournier. Okay. Remember how Kevin Durant clearly double-dribbled?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
That happened early in the game. Things like that happen that you can look back on and say, oh, that would have affected the game. There was still 5 more minutes to play. There were many more possessions to play that would have been played differently based on the score, which you know.
In that moment, they could have cut it to 5 and had possession because they would have gotten a free throw.
I understand, but when the Nets have the ball and they're being ultra-conservative and a shot clock violation and they're up by a different score than what the score was.
Yeah, everyone plays different.
Everybody plays different.
That's it's just funny that your team's the team that cheated and no other team did.
Stop.
So it's good for us to talk about it and then move on.
You're just so
asterisk.
Pissed. You're just so pissed that Spencer Dinwiddie didn't hit a game-winning buzzer beater.
I wanted to.
Because as little as we talk Nets, here's when we do talk Nets, or at least when you want to bring up the Nets.
Yeah.
When there's some kind of gut punch loss.
I would have opened with the play.
By the way, did you hear the last the frantic 20 seconds of the game?
On radio, I did not.
So Tim Capstraw.
He was doing play-by-play
again? Did everything again because Chris Chirino is recovering from COVID. I spoke to him today. He's doing great. He's doing fine. He's just isolating.
Good.
But Tim Capstraw had to broadcast a frantic 20 seconds.
By the way, it's amazing that to his credit, you know, the first day he had to do it was like an emergency last second thing because Chirino tested positive for COVID. The fact that they still haven't brought in a play-by-play guy to do these games fascinates me.
I think Capper's liking it.
He probably said, I got this.
I think that Capper is having a very, very good time. But he was given a 20-second run to end the game that even you, because you're more of a professional, you'd have had a tough time with. Because you have the hardened block.
Really good at it.
You've got Washington coming down the court.
Yeah.
You got Kuzma missing an open three. You got a loose ball. You got Dinwiddie putting up a buzzer beater. No break.
I would have loved it.
You guys have it by chance?
All right, here's the capper last night, final 20 seconds. This is well after the Nets cheated, but here the Wizards have a chance to end it. What?
It's the final 13 in the clip.
It is what it is. Good.
13 on the clock. Caldwell Pope's got it on the right side. He's matched with LaMarcus Aldridge. He attacks the paint. Left corner. Back to the left wing. Kuzma from three. Off the heel. Off the heel. Patty Mills retrieves it. Dinwiddie from deep. Off the rim. And the Nets escape.
By the way, for a guy who's not a play-by-play guy, not bad.
The only critique was when Dinwiddie's putting up the shot, you got to say at the buzzer.
Yeah, but he's not a play-by-play guy.
No. He did a hell of a job in what was left out.
Let's hear you do it.
How can I do it now?
Recreate it. You saw it.
I got to let me look at the video of it. Hold on a second.
Yeah. Well, do it. Bring up the video and do it like you're watching it live.
All right.
Here's last night's game.
All right,
final.
7 on the shot clock. Here's Harden. Harden around the screen from Irving. Harden drives to the lane. Blocked! It's blocked! Here comes Washington with 15 seconds left on the clock. Dinwiddie with the basketball. Bounce pass Caldwell Pope. 10 seconds on the clock. Caldwell Pope drives. Now kicks it out. Right side, Kuzma. Open three with 5 seconds to go is no good. Tipped out by Mills. Dinwiddie's got it. At the buzzer. It's short. And the Nets win.
Yeah, pretty good, by the way, off video.
Yeah, I'm out of breath.
Not bad. That wasn't bad. You could have done play-by-play. Not well, but, I mean, you certainly could have done like a Division One, Division Three college level, like the Tufts play-by-play guy.
How would you have called that?
I've done NBA games, Evan, so I don't need to.
What is that? Well, hold on a second.
If this happens again and you're at your seat and they call you up to the booth.
Like Whoopi Goldberg. Yeah.
Hold on a second.
I can't do it. As you can hear, my voice is shot.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, sorry.
I would give you the video so we could hear the great Craig Cartini.
I've done it. I've done real NBA games. Yeah, I'm in the Hall of Fame.
But that's a great conclusion to a basketball game.
Although I was told. This happened a few months ago. You know, the record was broken.
What are we talking about?
The 3-pointers in the first half.
Oh.
The D-Will record.
Yeah.
So I'm no longer in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, sorry about that.
I think they took it out. Sons of bitches. Yeah, you'd be nice if they left it in, though, right?
Why? It's not a record anymore.
Well, this used to be the record, and this is the new record. Yeah.
Did Klay Thompson break that record?
Yeah, sure.
For some reason, I think it was Clay.
Yeah, I feel like it was
Clay. Do you know what Joel Embiid did last night, by the way?
50 points in 27 minutes.
Okay.
Pretty effing awesome.
So he is now second on the all-time list in terms of 50 points in the fewest minutes.
Okay.
The record is held by Klay Thompson, who did it in like a few less seconds, if you will.
Okay.
And the guy who's third is Klay Thompson.
Oh, is that right?
Klay Thompson's done it
twice. One of those games when he had like the 30 points on six dribble games?
Yeah, yeah. I think it was, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
That was incredible by Embiid last night.
Did you really see the Golden State Warriors pregame last night? Playing tennis ball, wiffle ball?
I did. They were playing baseball, essentially. And the guy who looked like the best baseball player, I don't know if you caught this, was Klay Thompson.
Klay Thompson hit some bombs.
Dude, Klay Thompson.
They were hitting tennis balls, but still.
He went upper deck. He went upper tank.
Well, and they had a bunch of guys in the upper deck seats trying to catch the ball for an out.
Yeah.
And then if you see right underneath where those guys are standing, trying to catch the tennis balls that the guys are hitting out, is Steph Curry just sitting there watching everything.
Right.
Yeah. So it looked like fun, if anything. Roscoe's in Brooklyn on the fan. Yo, Roscoe, what's going on?
What's going on?
What's good? Yeah.
Yeah, man. So my thing is with Evan, right? Like, the other day I overheard him say something about that he's giving up on the Brooklyn Nets. Is that true?
I've never given up on the Brooklyn Nets.
Not giving up, but...
No. I've said, Roscoe, I'll clarify. I have said something I've actually said about a lot of teams I root for. And maybe it's Beningo wearing off on me after all those years. What I have said simply is I do not believe this team is going to win an NBA championship. I believe.
Thank you. And you need to tell Keith that.
Keith is a much more optimistic fan than me, and I wish I was him, and maybe I was about 10 years ago. I have just simply said, and I hope I'm wrong, by the way, Roscoe. I'm not saying this with glee, that something will always keep these three superstars from playing together. And so that's not giving up.
Because last night, real quick,
guys
don't have Kyrie Irving in the lineup, you guys get blown
out in
capital.
So what the hell's your point? What's your point?
So this is my point, that Durant is done for this year.
Guaranteed, he's
done. He's going to come back, but do you think he's going to be 100%
for
the playoffs?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Come on.
Well, I mean, that's the hope. He's got to think that way, Roscoe. Why wouldn't he?
I mean, Roscoe.
Hear me out. Just hear me out.
How far can they go with Kyrie and Harden? Is that your question?
Forget about it.
What?
The best player in the game right now, I think, is Kyrie Irving when he's on the court. Does he have a no trade clause?
What?
Trade him right now.
What?
Because, listen, he's not. Listen, just hear me out. He's not going to get vaccinated, right?
Yeah.
So he doesn't play home games for you guys. In the playoffs, he's not.
All right, here's the deal.
Unless you guys take the fine, which is going to be
that's a BS story, and I hope people are over this now. That was always a BS story. It's why I never brought it up to you on the air. It was never mentioned by me because we've known Net fans who are on Twitter who've talked about this for months has known that the NBA would never allow it. So why people believe that for a day or two, I still think the morning guys believe it. It was never a thing. We need to move on from that. Now let's get to number two. Number two is I would never trade Kyrie Irving. And I'll tell you this, watching him last night, the man's intoxicating. The man's intoxicating. And I hope and I expect, here's where I'll be positive, the vaccine mandates in terms of being in the arena, I believe will change by the time we get to April, and Kyrie's going to be a full-time player. And even with the uncertainty of his willingness to play all the time, he's so freaking good, I'll say it, that I'd max him and I'd re-sign him because he's that good. You know it. I never argued it. And anyone that watches the sport and is not just making hot takes or hating for hating reasons, they also know it. The guy's an incredible player. Everything else is fair. Does he want to play? Will he play? It's all fair. But I have never given up on the Nets. What I've merely given is an opinion. It's an opinion that I hope I'm wrong about. I pray to the basketball gods I'm wrong about. And that is that these three guys will never play together enough. That's it.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.